The end of sushi? It's only a matter of time. What is your favorite type of sushi? Do you prefer tuna, salmon, or halibut? Maybe you don't have a thing for raw fish. Perhaps barbecued trout or grilled prawns sound more appetizing. Approximately 1 billion people rely on some form of seafood as their main source of protein. As the human population grows, fish populations steadily decline. Marine biologists warn that all types of fish could go extinct within a few decades if we continue overfishing. An early example of overfishing took place in the 1800s. Humans began killing whales for lamp oil. As humans learned new ways to fish in the 20th century, demand for protein-rich food increased. Commercial fisheries began to take the place of local fishermen. Before long, consumers were able to choose from a wide variety of seafood from all over the world. As fish populations decrease, commercial fishing fleets come up with new ways to find and catch fish. Today, commercial fishing companies use massive nets and hunt for fish in deeper parts of the oceans. Some large ocean fish, such as bluefin tuna, have declined by 90% in recent years. Birds, bears, and other animals that rely on fish for food are dying off too. Unsustainable fishing methods are largely to blame for this environmental disaster. For every pound of fish that makes it to the grocery store or restaurant, approximately 5 pounds of bycatch gets thrown back overboard. This marine life that is caught unintentionally often dies before returning to the water. In addition to this wastage, approximately 20 to 45% of fish that is caught for food goes uneaten. Some fish spoils en route, while other fish is wasted at the restaurant or dinner table. How can the average seafood lover help prevent a mass extinction of marine life? Fish farms may not be the answer. It takes about 5 kilograms of captured fish to feed 1 kilogram of farmed salmon. Environmentalists recommend other solutions, such as reducing consumption and buying local seafood. People can also support fishing laws and marine sanctuaries. Teaching kids and youth about overfishing and the destruction of the food chain may be the most important thing to do. Should we take kids to aquariums to do this?